Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, September 6, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and I'll be back tonight, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, with InfoWars Nightly News premiering at prisonplanet.tv/news and also InfoWarsNews.com. All right, we have incredible meltdown of the Eurozone by design. We told you all this was coming. The establishment's acting like it was unforeseen. The Eurozone is meant to break up. They create a union. They get countries to waive their rights to that union. Then they implode that union and out of the crisis transfer power to a, quote, private union, private financial system that owns and controls the once sovereign countries. It's like a scaffolding around a building was what the EU was. Same thing with the North American Union. We've been in officially for 6 years. The general public doesn't know that. The deals have already been signed to merge the EU with the North American Union. It's all happening. Mexican troops and police are all over the U.S. engaging in police activity. Finally coming out in mainstream media. It's all part of getting rid of sovereignty and just destroying any chance that there is to ever get control of the global crime bosses, because they write the international laws. So that's all coming up today. Obviously, I've been getting a lot of phone calls from friends and family, some of the worst wildfires in decades in populated areas. Over 1,000 homes now, it was just 500 yesterday, burned down in Austin and outside Austin. There is a 20-mile-long fire stretching just outside Austin in Bastrop, just a few miles from where I'm sitting. And government is announcing that they're just letting the fire burn because government can't deal with it. Government can't and won't protect you. The only group that had big enough numbers to accurately assess fires and battle them across the country, because they're always happening, is the National Guard. And then the governor will invite in the Guard from other states. But in the last 6 years or so, they've been pretty much federalized, and they're overseas running checkpoints, building fences, helping grow opium, and helping load it on the aircraft and putting it on the news. So do you think the globalists want the National Guard helping grow opium that they make $500 billion off of? Or being dispatched to deal with fires? No, we do have army here, but we're told they're for combat with the American people. And we do have a record FEMA and Homeland Security funding, but that's for checkpoints and domestic surveillance grids and face scanning cameras and license plate reading cameras and operations on the streets of America, the threat fusion centers, federalizing local police. Oh my gosh, though, there were big cheers. I saw it on the news that Rick Perry returned from the campaign trail, and he said, "Listen here, Texas is more important. I'm here to fight the fires." And everybody's like, "Ooh, we're saved." But then we got the news today. FEMA was going to come on Wednesday, but now they're coming today. We're all saved. Maybe they'll cut the power off like they did in New Orleans, or sabotage the police radios, as they admittedly did. Maybe they'll go to high and dry areas and confiscate firearms again. I mean, everybody's really scared that there's hundreds of fires all around Austin and inside Austin, and whole areas being evacuated. I was watching this weekend from my back porch, about 3 miles away, as five helicopters, the sheriff's department helicopter and the rest of them, thank God they're actually doing something worthwhile now, flying around, scooping water up out of the nearby lake and dumping on the fires. Looked like Mordor, Armageddon at night, just huge fires.
He's the T-Rex of political talk.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, my friends. It is Monday, the sixth day of September 2011. And I want to get into the big wildfires that are taking place, particularly here in Central Texas, but in different areas of the state and other areas of the country that are parched by a drought, the worst that we've seen since the big drought that happened in areas of the Midwest in the 1950s. Because it's not just about the fires and the 1,000-plus homes that have been lost. It's the fact that from day one, it's been confirmed here in our local news that when the fire departments were called on Sunday, when all of this began, they didn't even respond to the initial fires and showed up hours later once they'd started. Some of these fires are more than 20 miles long, crossing the Colorado River. The one that started in Bastrop, linked up with two other fires, has been the most devastating. But this is what happens. This is what happens naturally. That's why in the old times, people would build a fire break, or basically a 4 to 6 foot mound of dirt or rock around their home place. And when droughts came, people basically would then put goats in around their house and have them eat the grass down to the rock and then turn the goats outside the rock fence. You drive around anywhere in Central Texas, which is prone to drought off and on, and you see the little rock walls around the houses. That's to keep fire out. That's a fire break. Also, old-timers knew that you needed to cut big strips of timber and fire breaks along property lines, and they would go to their neighbors and say, "Hey, Bob, let's work together and cut down this timber." But nowadays, it's frowned upon to cut fire breaks. You go out west, they have just incredible fires. Montana, Utah, Wyoming, Colorado, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico. Because the U.S. Forest Service in some of those states has control of more than 85% of the land. And they will not allow any of that timber to be removed when it falls over. And it is just gigantic, gigantic piles, in some cases, of 100 years of dead wood. And when it lights up, it's just amazing. Then the Forest Service will attempt to go out and fight it, thus not letting it burn out. And so once you get 30, 40, 50, 60 mile an hour winds and lightning strikes when it's dry, it causes unnatural infernos to just roll. You know, growing up here in Texas, every spring, the sunsets are incredibly red and gorgeous. And a lot of times you can even smell the smoke and see it in the sky from Mexico because the winds are blowing from the south to the north and they're burning their fields, controlled burns, because it puts nitrogen and other key minerals and fertilizers back into the soil. That's how old-fashioned agriculture is done, minus the chemicals, and you see that. So fire is a natural part, and there's all this incredible fear-mongering. I talked to neighbors. I talked to people at the store because I was basically surrounded by the fires. I live out west of Austin, and There was just smoke in all directions. You could see it billowing up. Beautiful blue skies as the cold front blew in, and we went from about 110 degrees on average to 58 last night, but during the day it's going to get up into the 80s. Just gorgeous blue skies, but billowing on the horizon, big black thunderheads that were not thunderheads, but that were gigantic fires. This is natural. If you read what Lewis and Clark wrote about, seeing big prairie fires and forest fires on the horizon and big black, what appeared to be thunderheads but weren't, were smoke. If you read what any of the accounts of natives were, that was a big issue, was fire from lightning strikes. And that's why there is more timber now in North America than there was 100 years ago and before. Because most areas didn't have timber because it had been burned out from lightning strikes. Humans come in, pump water to the surface from the aquifers, irrigate. In these droughts, where do you see the animals? I've got like 50 turkeys in my yard every day, deer everywhere. And we've got a little plastic swimming pool we fill up and they come and drink out of it. But the point is people always demonize human activity. And I've heard Al Gore, he says the hurricane hit New York because of human activity. He's, of course, saying the wildfires are humans. Every time a dust storm blows in Australia, which they've always had there, from the interior, Australia's only green around the edges, the coastal areas, they get on the news and say, pay us carbon taxes, it will fix everything. Literally, just pay government money and you won't have a red dirt dust storm anymore. California had one a few years ago, and the politically incorrect guy got up there on his show on HBO, Bill Maher, and said, this is global warming. I mean, that's like saying you slipped and broke your leg because God's mad at you, not because you didn't look where you were stepping. It's they talk to you like you're five-year-old children. So I want to break something down here. A, this is natural. This area, that's why if you look at a map of the vegetation in Texas, it's green from East Texas out of Louisiana, Mississippi. Some areas are almost tropical. There's swamps with alligators, the whole nine yards. Like some areas are listed as, what do they call it, subtropical. Tropical, lily pads, you know, 100,000 acres, swamp rivers, lakes, amazing. And as you move towards the middle of the state and cross about the Austin line west, it starts getting drier and drier and drier. You drive 50 miles outside Austin, say northwest, suddenly you're in scrub brush and cactuses everywhere. You drive another 100 miles, you're in desert. And they're on the news saying, this is global warming. Texas is like this because of human activity. Ladies and gentlemen, Texas has always been arid from Austin over. Everything's green right up to Austin, and then you roll off down into the hills that start turning into mountains, and up towards the North Plains Desert. Down towards the south, you can go down into the Southwest. You can go out into Big Bend, where they filmed a lot of Westerns with John Wayne. They went there to film Western movies based in deserts because it's always been a desert. Paying Al Gore money isn't going to change that. And people move in and build in the middle of, on the edge of a desert. When there's a drought, this area is turning into a desert right now. It's always happened. Happened in the 50s. There are the medians in some areas. The grass has been dead for a few months. Some areas, the grass is blown away, and there's desert. It's turning into a desert. And as soon as it starts raining and goes back into that cycle, then it will rain. All those seeds, it's going to look like a flower jungle. Because of all this, when the plants start dying, they all drop their seeds. They say, well, I'm a plant that lives in a semi-arid area. Time to go. I'm going to put a bunch of flowers off. I'm dead. They die. The seeds are there. Rain hits it. It's going to look like a tropical rainforest here. You know, I've lived in Austin when the dam was about to break out at Lake Travis, and it was raining every day for 3-4 months straight, and the asphalt roads were falling apart because of all the rain, and oh my gosh. But I'm digressing. I'm going to get into the economy, the huge police state news. We've got Gerald Celente. Again, I'm having him on a lot because he's accurately broken down what would come. The fact that even mainstream media is saying total collapse is possible, as we reported last week. Goldman Sachs is betting on the economy totally imploding and quietly telling their top investors and insiders to do that, while telling their general customers everything's going to be absolutely fabulous. We've got some other important news dealing with Al-Qaeda. And Chuck Norris has put a little blurb out about Infowars.com. I think it's time to get Chuck back on. Al-Qaeda acquires weapons in Libya, EU official. This is being reported on by RA Novosti. Also, Reuters is reporting it. EU officials admit this is going on. And Chuck Norris has a new article out at WorldNet Daily and Town Hall. Feds still enable terrorists 10 years after 9/11. Is Chuck finally starting to really wake up? I know Chuck's a listener of the show. He's told me he's been listening for more than 15 years. Because he's got a ranch pretty close to Austin. He can hear one of our affiliates here. And, he hears me talk about 9/11 being an inside job. Is Chuck Norris starting to wake up? Again, I'm not saying there aren't Muslim extremists. I'm not saying there aren't real terrorists. I'm explaining that who are these groups being funded by and protected? Why is Anwar al-Awlaki hanging out secretly at the Pentagon? Why is the State Department, via lawsuits, refused, even though there's lawsuits, to release the data on Anwar al-Awlaki claiming it's about his privacy when he's supposedly a most wanted guy? Because, ladies and gentlemen, he's a U.S. government agent. And when I say U.S. government agent, I mean criminal elements within the government at the very top. This is how compartmentalization operates. And being naive is not going to fix the society. I was helping some neighbors yesterday who had, it doesn't matter. And they had another neighbor over at their house who'd been in Steiner Ranch. Well, one of their friends, wasn't a neighbor, had come to stay with them. Steiner Ranch burning parts of it. And the guy was an engineer, smart guy, everything. And I brought up the fact that Al-Qaeda is being handed Libya. And he didn't know about it, but then my neighbor did. It just blows people away. And it should blow people away. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Economy, get into the Al-Qaeda situation. Gerald Celente is joining us, Max Kaiser as well, all in the big European Union economic meltdown, the U.S. economy going into free fall, all by design. We're going to be breaking it down, coming up with both those guests and your phone calls. But continuing with the news, I want to play a short clip of Rick Perry in a press conference yesterday, and he was asked, what about your campaign? He'd canceled a event, and he said, hey, you know, I really want to take care of Texas. There's lives at risk, and it's so fake how he puts on this whole John Wayne / Ronald Reagan type look on his face. He's such a phony. That's what's disgusting. Of course he ran back for a national photo op. He's all over national television right now going, let me tell you, campaigning is secondary to getting here to Texas and saving people. As if Rick Perry, because they all cheer, as if Rick Perry magically he's here, he's going to save us. But there were even bigger cheers today. FEMA is out there. FEMA is out there with the fires. They, oh my gosh. You know, every time FEMA shows up, as Ron Paul pointed out, they make everybody stand down for 4 or 5 days while they get you under their chain of command. And while they run every project through themselves, and then everything completely breaks down. FEMA, it's been proven, cannot fight fires. It's done a terrible job. Cannot help people during flooding. All they can do is go to high and dry areas and confiscate firearms. But don't worry, Rick Perry is begging for FEMA. Oh, FEMA, come save us. Why doesn't Rick Perry talk about the elephant in the room? In fact, I saw it in the Austin American Statesman this weekend that getting National Guard back to Texas to fight fires is harder than you think. Most of them are overseas fighting Al-Qaeda. Yes, fighting to grow the opium. So see, the National Guard is assigned. The governor should have a big National Guard. He doesn't have hardly any. Because they're overseas in all these wars. All these little fire departments are trying to band together. But when you get 20-mile-long fires and 40, 50-mile-an-hour wind, Of course, government came out and said, just evacuate. All we can do is send police to your area to tell you to evacuate. And then government didn't have any ways to make announcements except for breaking in on 590 AM with some robot voice you couldn't even understand. Guess who had real coverage and helped people evacuate all over? 590 AM. That's who I listened to Sunday and yesterday. TV was bumbling around and couldn't get anything done. Radio, because it's unscripted, and they had the fire people calling in, firefighters, police, citizens, reports, and then we learned Sunday evening, Steiner Ranch is on fire. There are flames shooting up hundreds of feet in the air. They evacuate everyone and then leave the old folks home. There's a whole old folks community there, just left them there. But don't worry, all the liberals went to the dog shelters in Bastrop and other areas and had the news and people out there braving fire to save the animals, and the old folks were left as the flames approached, and people went, oh, we better save the old people. You know, the old people, they don't matter. Leave them in Steiner Ranch while it's burning. Last time I checked, they're now trying to get them out a day and a half later. And then, oh my gosh, fire actually wasn't anywhere near this Bastrop pet facility, but there were all these trendies out there because they've been caught with their pants down. Well, government's always caught with its pants down. Government can't protect you, won't protect you. The idea that, woohoo, Rick Perry has returned in a purple shirt to save us. The idea that FEMA is here. I mean, when FEMA shows up, look out. Now, the National Guard, they've been fighting fires for decades and decades and decades. They actually know what to do. Controlled burns, bulldozers, fire berms, you name it. But see, they are not here anymore. Their numbers have been reduced by more than 90%. We do have a military here, though. But it's to, quote, deal with domestic extremists. Let's go ahead and play this Perry clip. Here it is.
You know, I'll be real honest with you. I'm not paying any attention to politics right now. There's plenty of time to take care of that. People's lives and their possessions are endangered. That's substantially more important.
Oh, yay! I actually saw the video on Your News Now of him in the fake face. All we could find was a news clip showing burning structures and smoke in the sky. But it's even more ridiculous watching how fake he is. I mean, the body language. This is a guy that's for forced inoculations of a deadly shot of little girls. This is a guy who wanted to hand over 8,000 miles of Texas roads criminally to a foreign company.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let me finish up with the unprecedented wildfires in and around Austin, Texas. Jaron was pointing out during the break, I might want to be specific, maybe 0.5% of our audience knows what Steiner Ranch is or Bastrop. East of town, they've got a 20-mile-long fire, and now over 1,000 houses burned down. They've got scores of other smaller fires all around the city. And inside the city, Steiner Ranch is an upscale area out on the Colorado River, just down from the large dam and Lake Travis, that's really the dammed up Colorado River. And they've had a bunch of homes destroyed over there. There was an old folks community within it. And no one at first thought to even try to get them out, because they were too busy all over the place evacuating animals out of shelters that weren't even in danger. It's always the same, because humans have been dehumanized in people's eyes. Human life doesn't have a lot of value. Remember all the snuff videos the Marines and the Army released of shooting men, women, and children for fun, running over cars, laughing about it, playing Elvis music while they shoot innocent people? But then those Marines threw that puppy off a cliff, and it turned out it was real video, and they got court-martialed and everything. It's because you haven't been taught to hate animals. You've been taught to hate fellow humans. You've been desensitized by seeing literally millions of simulated deaths of humans in dramas and TV shows and movies. I've seen reports of the average person sees thousands of simulated violent acts per week. And your brain takes that on as real. Your brain accepts all of that information bombarding it as if it's real. So when you see a real person dying, it doesn't upset you anymore. You know, that's why my dad's dad was a World War II vet and saw a lot of people die. He never liked violent TV shows. He never, you know, he was a rancher, you know, tough guy and everything, but he didn't like violent TV shows. He didn't like shows with people getting shot and blood dripping out of their mouth. A few times he'd take my dad and his brother to see a movie in town, and it would be violent. He'd get up and leave. And it wasn't that he was a wimp. It was that he'd seen the piles of dead bodies. He'd seen dead buddies. It wasn't fun. See, he hadn't been brought up on death and destruction and violence on TV. Then he'd gone and seen the real thing. And so when he saw it simulated, it brought up bad memories. Okay? And it's the opposite today. You're brought up on violence, and the major studies show. Now when you go see real violence or you go to war, you're not concerned anymore. You've lost some of your humanity. And people would call that being tough. No, it's not being tough. You see, if you've been natural and not experienced violence, but then experienced the real thing, but then experience simulation, you don't like it. But if you've been shown simulated violence, and then you've shown the real thing, you either don't care or you like it. Do you understand how important that is? Who developed all the shoot 'em up games for the military in the 60s? The first video games were government-financed shoot 'em ups, just with pop-ups. They noticed with police that instinctive shooting with pop-up paper. Then it moved to digital images, and it went from, in World War I, more than half the troops up close wouldn't shoot a fellow soldier because they saw him as a human being. There was a human compulsion to not want to kill him. And when you did kill somebody up close, a lot of times you would throw up after if you were sitting around with some dead bodies. Nowadays, on average, people pose with them. They get excited. They like it. Because they were shown millions of simulated violence actions in the culture without the smell of blood, without the pain, without the smell of pheromones and death, without all the danger, without the humanity. So it was like popcorn. It was entertainment. Then when you go see the real violence, you either don't care or like it. See how it's flipped. Simulated makes you not care or like the violence. See real violence, then you never like simulated. You understand that? Again, everything is psychology. More and more I realize the globalists absolutely, in their own words, are engaged in a psychological warfare operation against free humanity. But I'm digressing. All people in Austin could think about, with fires in the city and outside the city, was running and just seeing if they could say, you know, is the downtown animal shelter in danger? Is the shelter in Bastrop in danger? And I saw in some of the cases, we adopted 100% of the animals. And so they kind of use it as a gimmick. Hey, you know, we've got all these animals. They could burn up. The fires are 5 miles away. And everybody shows up to adopt the animals. Meanwhile, old folks with the fire 300 yards away, it's like, oh, I'm just... Enjoy yourselves because you've been taught to disdain them. The Romans 2,000 plus years ago knew this. They knew that when you showed simulated combat is how the gladiatorial stuff began with wooden spears and wooden swords. Then the rich started saying, I actually want my slaves to fight to death for my entertainment. Or at the death of the leader of the house, they would have a few slaves kill each other as a human sacrifice. It was stylized, but nevertheless, human sacrifice. And then it was rich people wanted their own private party, people killing each other. And then they started getting the public into it. And finally, the entire culture was based around the dehumanizing sports. And the more corrupt society, the more poor they got, the more they put into the gladiatorial game, because you could go and cheer to decide if the gladiator lived or died, if he was on his back cut up. You had power, and you didn't care if it was your neighbor thrown in there next week, because at least you got to be part of it. And then your neighbor didn't care if you were thrown in there next week. And that's all this is a dehumanization. And like signpost on the road to perdition, we know exactly where this is leading us. So, what did Katrina teach us? What did the situation in New York teach us? What did these fires teach us? That the greenies are not green at all. And they'll seize on any event to try to sell you on letting them run your life. That's going on. But more importantly, we've learned government can't and won't protect you. They can't protect you. So, of course, they're not going to protect you. In fact, in every one of these emergencies, I've looked at them, I've studied them, disaster relief science admits this. It's the local fire department. It's the local police. It's the local volunteer fire department. It's the state police. It's the locals that are fighting the fires. FEMA shows up and bosses everybody around. They've now shown up. Took FEMA 3 days to show up. And now what are they doing? They're calling everybody in to boss everybody around and tell them what to do in the chain of command instead of fighting the fires. And now some of the fires are getting worse. Austin is encircled by a ring of fire. They're just in any direction. If you get up on a rooftop, there's big black clouds like a war is going on. Ever seen old black and white footage of World War II out on the Eastern Front where the Germans and the Russians are fighting each other and there's just smoke across the horizon or in all directions? I've seen old color film of it. Exactly what it looks like. It's prairie fires. It happens. But now there's people built up in along it. And some of the only natural fire breaks of the fire are people's irrigated homes. What have they done in response to the fire? They've ordered most people to not water, period. Oh, that's a really good idea. The aquifer still has a lot of water in it. The lakes still have a lot of water in it. Their answer is don't water. I even heard them on the news saying because the fire trucks need the water. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the only areas that hasn't burned down in the fire line in Bastrop is the Lost Pines Golf Course, which is irrigated 7 days a week. In the surrounding area, though, they tell everybody, you can water every 2 weeks in Bastrop, or maybe every week, depending on your, depending on your zip code. And so what are they doing? They should be saying to everybody, irrigate everything, irrigate. Wet everything down at night. No, their answer is don't. Wait till everything burns down. So that's how they operate. There are some areas of West Texas out in the desert where they have oil towns and mining towns. And there they are running out in their municipal 1,000-foot, 2,000-foot wells. What's the answer? Drill deeper. But they've always run out of water. They live in the desert. Here we have giant aquifers everywhere. But see, most of those aquifers have been bought out by big transnationals who want to just be able to charge you more. So they say, we've taken over your public utility. Now we say use less of our product. And by the way, we're doubling prices. Because by the way, we're selling Austin water that the LCRA has sold out to Houston. I've got articles here about the National Health Service being privatized in England. Oh, they've already done tests. You think an 18-month wait on a brain tumor that's 100% operable in 1 month, but almost 0% operable, a death sentence within 6 months? You don't like waiting 18 months for that and dying? How about 2.5 years? German companies, other companies coming in, taking over their National Health Service. This is globalism. This is how you get conquered economically. You pay for the lakes to be built. You pay for the dams to be built. You pay to have the power plants built. Your money pays for it. It's low prices. And they sell it out in every case and double or triple prices and tell you it's for carbon taxes, which it has nothing to do with. But don't worry, when they shut down Texas power plants all over the place, and don't let new ones open. Don't worry, we'll just get our power from Mexico like we now do, large portions of it, where they have no environmental controls on the stacks. Go look at Mexican power plants online. They're just a small building and a big smokestack. They don't have the whole extra building that's the scrubber that's got, in some cases, hundreds of miles of tubing and tanks and everything. They send it through where nothing comes out but carbon dioxide and water vapor. No, 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 no. It's going to off-gas all that mercury and lead, send it right over in clouds over Texas where I live. But nobody cares because it's fun to get cheated. All right, I've already digressed off into this long enough. But if you are in Central Texas, we're going to open the phones up just for you after I get into some of the other news. I want to hear your view on the wildfires here. Or if you're out west and have seen the admitted National Forest Service mitigation program where they don't let you cut fire breaks, where they own over 80% of the land in most of those western states, and the devastation that's wreaked. They don't even deny that that's happened. That's on record. What do you think? Do you feel safer? Rick Perry, for another photo op, has shown up to hand everything over to FEMA. Why isn't Rick Perry saying, where is our National Guard? Why is over 90% of it overseas building fences in other people's countries, running checkpoints instead of on our border, and growing opium? I can show you a newscast, the National Guard growing opium. How did you let Rick Perry 6 years ago, and then completely 4 years ago with the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, why did you let the government take the National Guard away from the states? Mr. 10th Amendment, Mr. States' Rights, we know you were Al Gore's chief of staff in Texas. We know in 93 and 94 you endorsed Hillary Care and said we needed National Health Service. We know you support forced inoculation, handing over our infrastructure. Go to Bilderberg. We know you like to go to transvestite bars. That much is admitted. On your expense account. I understand. Bohemian Grove. It's of the Lord. You don't get elected as a Republican president. I guess Ron Paul doesn't dress in women's clothing, so he doesn't get to be president. I understand. All the simpering, limp-wristed, fake conservatives on talk radio will probably get to destroy America as they pose as conservatives to fool real constitutionalists into loving you with your fake black toupee. I've had it. I've had it with you. Make me sick. And Mitt Romney is almost as bad. He was not Al Gore's chief of staff, but he does support carbon taxes, and he did support National Health Service. I mean, you idiot. Let me tell you something. I listen to mainline neocon radio, and I want to throw up as they talk about the evils of the Democrats and the idiocy of the Democrats all day long. And sure, that's a bunch of bamboozled morons on average who think the government's going to give them a free lunch. Oh, thank you, Mr. President. I get a free car now. I get free mortgages now. Oh, thank you. And Obama went along with it when old ladies and people would say, thank God I get everything free now. He sat there and smiled at them like a wolf looking at a addled sheep that it was about to eat. But you mainline conservatives who like to snicker and make fun of Ron Paul, like to call him a kook, and like to dawdle around and toddle around like morons. And I hear him calling in, I like Perry, I like Mitt Romney, that Paul can't win. I mean, was there never a con job you didn't buy into? Was there ever a scam you didn't fall? But see, you don't care. You like feeling like you're a winner. Saving the dollar, saving our manufacturing, saving the Second Amendment, saving our future doesn't matter to you. You like to go to your Republican country clubs or go to your good old boy events or go hear your state rep speak who's a mainline Republican and feel official. Or you like a little letter you get sent by from Republican fundraisers of your favorite candidate, hand signed by them, which isn't. And you like feeling like, we're going to get that Obama. You're going to be in power soon. Oh, we're going to show these Obama people. It's the same thing the idiot Obama supporters thought. They thought they were buying into their guy and that their president was in there and they got personal power through it. The very same megabanks that have set up the world government, the corporate receivership system meant to destroy every form of sovereignty. Those very groups are the ones that are financing Rick Perry. They're the same ones that financed John McCain. They're the same ones that are going to finance Obama again this round. If you go with an establishment candidate, their rhetoric doesn't matter. Their actions are what matters. And Mitt Romney and Rick Perry scream at you that they're basically Republican Al Gores or Bill Clintons. And you're so weak-minded. I remember 6 months ago, a year ago, telling you, some of you mainline Republicans, that Rick Perry worked for Al Gore and that Rick Perry supported carbon taxes and so did Mitt Romney. And I got your email saying I was a liar. And I saw the news article saying I work for Obama. You people are truly morons. I work for the American people and the republic and common sense and survival. I'm exposing the fact that the globalists own all the major candidates but Ron Paul. 800-259-9231.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, Liberty Guard and Bob Barr's organization has been threatening to sue Homeland Security for refusing to answer their FOIA request dealing with TSA and the naked body scanners. Only a handful of the TSA systems show the, quote, stick figures. They've been caught lying and indeed do record your naked body. They've been caught lying about the radiation levels. And their own employees, it turns out, have been getting cancer from them at 8 times the normal rate in the 7 years that they've had them in at Boston Logan Airport. All of that's coming out. And Big Sis is so desperate that she's come out in Politico and attacked Matt Drudge. It's the top story at DrudgeReport.com. Janet Napolitano, Drudge is just wrong on privacy. Now, why is this important? I've told you in the last year and a half, this is the key fight. It isn't liberal. It isn't conservative. It's about freedom. It brings everybody together. Now they are talking about $40 billion a year in lost revenue from foreigners and domestic who won't travel, who won't fly, because you don't want to be groped. You don't want to have your testicles grabbed. You don't want to have your breasts grabbed. My children have never flown. My wife has not flown the last 5-6 years because they do not want to be subjected to it. And it's killing our tourist industry. But more importantly, now TSA says they're going to be on the streets of America. TSA has been caught lying about the fact that they were groping or that they were going in the pants. So I've got Paul Watson doing a story on this right now, breaking down the different lies of it. But she's now come out and responded to Drudge and in a way to us, because a lot of those stories have been ours at the Drudge Report that he's been carrying. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, also known as Cave Troll, is calling out web news aggregator Matt Drudge for suggesting that she's an org. I love it. It actually says org. Eager to invade the privacy of Americans, and in particular, those who travel by air. I think my nickname is Big Sis. I don't think he means it kindly, actually. See, we're destroying these people. Napolitano said today, actually recalling the moniker that often accompanies scary-looking photos of her on Drudge's popular news site. I got news for you, honey. You're even uglier than Rachel Maddow, okay? I got news for you. He's not showing ugly photos of you. You look like a jackbooted piece of trash. You look like Hermann Göring in drag, okay? And it goes on, where previous versions showed a detailed outline of the body passing through the machine, the new generation simply shows a stick figure with an indication of what area of the body may require further checking. I'm going to get Watson on the line. I've got him doing an article for to defend Drudge and hence ourselves. By do what?
Ogre,
yeah. Org, yeah, ogre. So continuing here, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano is calling out web news aggregator Matt Drudge for suggesting that she's a ogre. Eager, I call them orgs, to invade the privacy, tomato, tomato, of Americans, and in particular those who travel by air. I'm going to call Watson Think of all the lies TSA has told. Everything they've said, they've been caught lying about the radiation. They've been first they were grabbing on the outside. They said, we're not doing that. Then it was videotaped. It happened to Congress people and movie stars. Then they got caught lying, saying they weren't going in the pants. They got caught saying they weren't storing the images. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. We have got Big Sis here. And this is an incredible article. By the way, I've got another one here. Chuck Norris wrote a story in which he first quoted Infowars.com. Chuck Norris warns of DHS war on white Americans. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we are back live into hour number two. Thank you so much for joining us today. I spent a lot of the first hour getting into the wildfires all over Texas, destroying more than 1,000 homes just in the central Texas area. And I was illustrating government can't and won't protect you. Certainly FEMA won't. And we have a lot of folks calling in from Texas on the wildfires. I want to go to people coming up in the next segment so we don't get interrupted. Then we'll talk to Sarah in Wyoming, a fire EMT. I'm going to get to everybody. Just make your point. We'll move on to the next person. Of course, I threw the question out. Do you feel a lot safer now that Rick Perry has returned from campaigning to save you from the fires? As if government, people were cheering, yay, he's here, he'll fix it. And then meanwhile, he turned stuff over to FEMA. He should be saying, I want our National Guard back here. Because the only force coordinating with firefighters that's ever been able to stop really big 20-mile-long fires is the National Guard. They've got the tens of thousands of people. In the old days, they were some of the best firefighters in the world because they just fight them 24-7 all over the U.S. But in a way, that's actually made things more dangerous because now you've got all this dead fuel lying around across the country. We've got more trees now than we had 100 years ago. We had more, many historians believe, than we ever had because, you know, normally wildfires from lightning strikes, meteor strikes, they come in hot and cause fires, would burn out huge swaths of the United States. But now they've said, no, wildfires are not normal. Al Gore says, pay him money and he will fix it. Anytime there's a hurricane, why, this has never happened before. Of course, New York gets hit all the time by hurricanes. Just incredible fear-mongering. So I want your take on all of that. Coming up, Drudge Report has been responded to by what's the name of that person on Saturday Night Live? Pat? Yeah, Pat. Pat has, I'm sorry. I just can't help it. I don't like Napolitano. You know, I'm against Pat because of what Pat's done politically, not because of what Pat is into individually. Plus, we're all kind of like Pat these days with all the gender benders that are in our food and water that the globalist adds. So it shouldn't be actually, I shouldn't joke about it. But Janet Pat Napolitano says that Drudge is just wrong. No, Big Sis is just wrong. And Matt Drudge is just right. And we're going to put out a whole chronicle of your stinking lies, you creature. Actually, she didn't get enough bisphenol A. Because if it turns you into a woman, well, she must have, I'm sorry, gotten the antidote to that. So we're going to be responding to Pat today. You know, Pat went on for big things from Saturday Night Live. Can we queue up Pat, please? Just real quick as we go to break. We have Pat. Pat from Saturday Night Live is now the head of Homeland Security. I think Pat has more hair on its chest than I do. Oh boy. Let me ask the listeners. Yeah, I've even tried to trim this stuff for TV. I basically got more hair on my chest than I do on my head. don't know what I'm going to do about that. But I guess I am red-blooded a little bit. I haven't got enough bisphenol A. All right, we're going to go to break and come back with your calls. Chuck Norris, big article at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, warns of DHS war on white Americans. That's all coming up as well. Stay with us. And my gosh, we're out of control with all the guests, all the research, all the information. Tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News, InfoWarsNews.com. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, what are you waiting for? Be part of this revolution of new media. Stay with us.
A lot of people say, what's that? It's Pat. A lot of people ask, who's he or she? A man or a sir, accept him or her, for whatever it might be. It's time for androgyny. Here comes Pat.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Janet Pat Napolitano, the former star of Saturday Night Live, has responded now. I'm being sarcastic because she looks like Pat. Janet Napolitano, Drudge is just wrong on privacy. She's tired of being called a horrible creature, basically, by Drudge. We're going to be going over that report a little bit later. Chuck Norris warns of DHS war on white Americans. Walker, Texas Ranger star writes how feds are enabling terrorists 10 years after 9/11. And at the beginning of his WorldNet Daily / Town Hall syndicated column, he said, Alex Jones, Infowars.com, recently documented several examples of how the feds have dispensed with all pretense of the war on terror being focused on Al-Qaeda Muslims, writes the Walker, Texas Ranger. He went on to say the Homeland Security See Something, Say Something snitch campaign, which has been launched nationwide on the back of racially motivated public service announcements, which overwhelmingly portray white middle-class Americans as the most likely terrorist. So we're going to be going over that coming up a little bit later in the broadcast. But right now, I want to go to your phone calls ahead of Gerald Celente popping in on the huge financial meltdown we're watching that's happening in Europe, the big developments in Switzerland with the Swiss franc. They've dropped it by 9% and said they're going to hold the line and try to keep their currency devalued because it continues to go up and up as all of their major global currencies are devalued. They claim they're going to buy other world currencies to try to prop them up against the Swiss franc. Just huge developments on that front. Also, Max Kaiser popping in from Europe. And we're watching the U.S. stock market as it plunges as well as gold goes up to 1900. It is all coming up today. But right now, let's go to Damien. Damien called in first, but he's from South Carolina. Wants to talk about wildfires. Let's go to somebody in Texas first. Let's go ahead and go to John in Texas on the wildfires. Go ahead. You're welcome to be on the show.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, one thing I've noticed about this drought since it started, and I can only talk for the Houston area, is the lack of chemtrails in the sky. Except the few times we've had a brief shower here, maybe like 15, 20 minutes, I would see maybe one, two chemtrails in the sky, and either that night or the next day, we get a brief shower. But other than that, no chemtrails. Before the drought, they chemtrailed the crap out of the skies just about every day. But when the drought came in here to this high pressure center, no chemtrails.
Well, here's what we know, John. What we know is that there is weather modification going on. The government admits they have those programs, but the details are classified. And that's part of the problem having a secret government. It not only breeds corruption and misappropriation of funds and people getting on power trips. I mean, duh, such common sense. But it just allows these people to engage in all sorts of bizarre activity. And then we just have to wonder what's going on. Any other points you'd like to make?
No, just to the fact that since the last couple years when we've had all this weather, the the record tornadoes, the record floods, the record everything. I mean, the destruction has been so bad. I mean, the Chinese could have sent a fleet of bombers over here, and it couldn't have did any less damage than what's been done. And but all this stuff is record-setting. The news people get on there and say, oh, we never seen this many tornadoes in one night. We ain't never seen floods like this before.
But that's not true. It's not true, John. I know they say that. They've never recorded this many tornadoes because they never had Doppler everywhere to pick up every tornado that took place. They say it's the worst drought ever, but actually the one in the 50s was even worse than what's happening now. What they do is they hype it. You know, they say that it's not normal to have hurricanes hit New York. I looked that up. They say that the water level's rising. Turns out it's dropping. They've now had to admit that. I'm not saying you're wrong. You're right that they're saying it's record-setting. And if it continues for another year, it will be the worst drought recorded in modern history here in this area. But what do you think the Dust Bowl did? I mean, that caused millions of people to have to move out of the Midwest. 7 million died from malnutrition associated with it. That's major university studies. 7 million died from something similar to what we're seeing. High winds, no rain. I appreciate your call. When was the Dust Bowl? That was in the 20s. In fact, look up the point. 7 million died in Great Depression, or 7 million died from Dust Bowl. I understand that you're saying it's record-setting, so the government must be doing it. And they may be. But just like government claims they can protect you from everything, they can't protect you. They never have protected people. It's our responsibility to protect ourselves. But we can't even protect ourselves from an act of God, a tornado, a hurricane. You can make reasonable preparations. You can have a storm cellar. Why do you think everybody had a storm cellar in the old days? Now we just go off the news and hope it protects us. There are not more tornadoes, ladies and gentlemen. There have always been tornadoes up and down Tornado Alley. There have always been tornadoes in New York. I saw the news 2 weeks ago say, we've never had tornadoes. It's global warming. I went and looked it up. They've had tornado after tornado. A lot of times on the East Coast, they'd call them a black squall, a tornado coming in out of the ocean. What do you think a squall does? Yeah, there's the Dust Bowl. Blow that up for me, please. The Dust Bowl, or the Dirty 30s. No, they had a little one in the 20s, too. Was a period of severe dust storms causing major ecological and agricultural damage to American and Canadian prairie lands from 1930 to 36. In some areas, until 1940, the phenomenon, what do you think Merle Haggard moved to California when he was a little kid, born in a boxcar traveling there, was, I'm an Okie from Muskogee, was caused by severe drought coupled with decades of extensive farming without crop rotation. Yep. Fallow fields, cover crops, or other techniques to prevent wind erosion. Texas, 150 years ago, they reported 6-7 foot tall grass, giant flowers everywhere. The cows were like in heaven, but the cows and the sheep ate it down to the ground. And then the topsoil ran off. Now it looks like the surface of a volcanic moon. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Janice in Texas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Everyone is complaining that there are no aerial shots of the overall fire perimeters, but I just saw on KV News that Rick Perry's like flying all around with a camera and cameras on him filming.
No, our Supreme Leader is airborne, and he is saving us. And don't worry, though, even more powerful, FEMA is here now taking over everything. And so why is Rick Perry not demanding that our State Guard be returned? No, they've got to grow opium.
Can you give any info on the letting the fires burn, like the fire in Bastrop and also the fire in Northeast Hays County, which is the one threatening us? It's the containment level numbers just keep switching and switching and switching. It's 40, it's 45, and it's 80, and now it's back down to 40.
Yeah, they were saying last time I checked, the Bastrop's 90% uncontained.
I just heard it was 100% uncontained.
Yeah, well, again, I heard 90, and then I've heard, point is, a 90% fire uncontained is 100% uncontained. When a fire is 40% uncontained, it's uncontained. And again, you've got fast driving winds, tinderbox everywhere. It is incredible, because this is not out west in Wyoming or Montana or something. This, you know, where there's a town every 200 miles. This is the middle of little towns and people in big cities everywhere. And I've actually got a fellow talk show host who I can't even get on the air because he's busy trying to protect his house right now, who lives here in Austin, Texas. As a frequent guest of this show, but I'll just leave it at that. We'll definitely get a report from him later. I mean, it's serious, folks. I have watched helicopters 2-3 miles away dropping water and big, huge yellow planes with props on them, dumping chemicals on fires from my house. It took me an hour to get into work today. It normally takes 30 minutes because of just emergency vehicles everywhere. And again, I would drive by and see 30 fire trucks lined up sitting there with news crews, and I don't know what they're doing. Well, I know what they're doing. They're waiting for FEMA to come give them orders and Rick Perry to give them orders. It's just incredible. They ought to just attack it. They ought to have bulldozers. Look, if the National Guard was here, it'd be bulldozer time. And they would have big bulldozers in there picking fire lines, the wind, which way it's going. They'd be bulldozing that stuff in. They'd be cutting it. They'd be doing controlled burns right now. That's the only way to stop this. You got a 20-mile, in fact, it's bigger than that now. I was just watching the news. A 25-mile fire that's directly behind me, east of me, right here. It's just like Armageddon. And, all right. Anything else, Janice?
Just one last thing. My family are all firemen. My uncle was an arson investigator, et cetera. So I know, you know, the thing to do is to get out and spray your roof. And I was spraying around the house and just got accosted by neighbors yelling at me that I was taking away the water for the fire.
See? Happened to you. Listen, I have a water well, and I've talked to neighbors who've been ninnied at for watering their yard, and I've had people stop when they see sprinklers going on my yard from the road. I live in the country, but up on the road, and try to tell me what to do. It's happened to my other neighbors. I've talked to them. Ladies and gentlemen, there's plenty of water in the aquifer. But as you said, you should be wetting your house down.
That's what my dad said to do. Well,
he's with Al-Qaeda, ma'am. He probably thinks we should have Gibson guitar in America. He probably thinks little kids can sell lemonade and not get arrested, or have garage sales or gardens in their yard. He's evil, ma'am. Should have kept Janice on the line, and if you can get in with a similar story, I'd like to hear it. I mentioned in the last hour, neighbors will come over and say, hey, it's the wrong day of the week, don't water. I've talked to people who are a quarter mile away from fires and who are putting water on their plants, cutting brush back, and neighbors come over and say, the news say we're on total water restriction. You're only allowed to water once a week or once every 2 weeks. And again, it's this total ninny tattletale society. As the big mega corporations that are selling Central Texas water out just want to train you to sell you less water for more. The aquifers are full. Down behind my house, there is a, just 10 feet down, there's just a caved in area in a field, and it's got fish all in it, and it's got a couple feet of spring water in it. That's how much water there is right under the surface. And the public is so disconnected from reality that they're training everybody, don't water, save water. I've got a 500-foot deep well. That's not deep at all. It never runs out. You can keep going thousands of feet. You heard that poor woman. She's got the fire near her. She's out there watering her yard, watering, getting around to keep the house wet. Oh, it's going to be a lot better if the fire comes and burns the whole neighborhood down and then they've got to use hundreds of thousands of gallons to put it out? Or should you use a few hundred gallons and keep the fire from taking place? That's how stupid, and people don't know, a lot of them, where electricity comes from or where meat comes from in packages. They know nothing. But all over the news, they're like, do not water. We don't have enough water. The drought. And I went and looked at the actual facts. Imagine that, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want your house to burn down, and a neighbor runs over and says, don't water your yard. If you, a good friend of the show, and I'm not going to get into it until we know details, but is in an area that's being evacuated, and I know told us he's there battling to keep his home from burning down. And I know others this is happening too. Neighbors come over and say, you do not trim. They have rules in Austin. You don't cut trees without permission. You've got to ask the government. You do not cut that dead tree. You do not trim back that brush. And you do not water. You let the house burn down because you don't have lemonade stands. You don't have garage sales. You don't have gardens in your yard. What, a prisoner's in a prison allowed to do that? You are a prisoner of the New World Order. By the way, Utah legalizes gold, silver coins as currency. What's happening to Mr. Notehouse, though? He's a terrorist, the Justice Department says. Just like those evil terrorists at Gibson who were told, leave America. You can't make this stuff up. Sarah in Wyoming, an EMT fire, you're on the air. What's your view on what's happening?
Hi, Alex. I actually wanted to elaborate on one of your points about the dry timber standing everywhere. In addition to the record number of trees, we also have another problem called beetle kill. And everyone likes to say, oh, the only way the beetle kill will die is if we have our normal winters. But global warming is preventing all that from dying. That's not true. Beetle kill is naturally eradicated by fire. And your normal fire will burn through an area, take out all the dead, take out all the underbrush, and leave the living trees behind. But now that we've been putting out all these fires and not letting people cut any trees or anything like that, we're leaving all this dry tinder standing, and it kills off absolutely everything. So you have an entire forest wiped out when it shouldn't be that way.
That's right. Even here in Austin, you'll see in the Piney Woods and other areas where the trees that are green have sap in them so they don't burn, and only the underbrush is burning, and so it cleans things out. Puts the nitrogen and other things back into the soil, and then it comes back much more healthy afterwards. But all over the country, they don't allow that stuff to be cut out or hauled away, so it's burning so hot, it's killing the living trees as well.
Wyoming, I actually just moved from Southern California, which is notorious for fires. Both California and Wyoming have the beetle kill problem. Here, you can buy a permit for $10, and go cut yourself a cord of wood, and each family can have up to 10 cords. And it's just dry, seasoned standing. In California, you can't cut it, you can't touch it. Technically, you're not even supposed to be able to go off legal state-run trails or federal-run trails or campgrounds.
So, now, let's think about that. And I also have read in California, now they're starting it in Texas, they have these Enviro cops that pull you over, and even if you paid for the wood or it's off your own land, they demand to see the permit. Now, again... dead timber everywhere, standing up, laying down. You can't trim it. And then when there's a fire, it creates a deadly inferno.
Right now, Tehachapi, California, a plane crashed in the forest, and you've got 13,000 acres burned. This place hasn't burned in hundreds of years, and now you're going to see a whole city wiped out if the winds change.
It's the post-industrial world. You cannot let slaves do anything. Don't cut wood. Don't have lemonade stands. You're a prisoner in a supermax. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things
that Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. live as well. And don't forget, weeknights, 7 p.m. Central at prisonplanet.tv/news and InfoWarsNews.com. We have at least a 30-minute focused, condensed, hard-hitting news transmission with special reports on subjects like vaccines, Al-Qaeda and Taliban being U.S. government funded, TSA abuses, different police state activities like arresting people for filming police, legal information, financial news, trends forecasting, and of course, the issues of the day, all covered in a 30-minute transmission. Now, in customary fashion, I've been doing on average about a 45-minute news show. We've been doing special reports, some of which that are 2 hours long. We've been doing taped special reports mixed in with live. I've been doing the new rants that are on the rant page that are behind the scenes and you know on the fly and in the field. That's all at prisonplanet.tv. And if you believe in alternative media, if you believe in our mission, if you believe in what we're doing and want to see this grow even more, become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today, because your support is what will continue to build this true alternative media organization. We are the real media, and we are exposing the hoax that is the mainstream dinosaur system. But it's important that we expand, that we hire more reporters, that we be able to condense the information down for the general public. And yes, it's in beta test right now, though a lot of folks do love the new show for PrisonPlanet.tv members. I have had some networks and cable systems, including international systems, that have already wanted us to do shows, have already wanted us to edit the daily radio slash TV show into an hour program in the last year or so. And I've just said no because we weren't ready for that. But we're also getting ready for that move, where it will be available on some different cable and satellite systems. But for everybody, the one place to get it will be PrisonPlanet.tv. So this is a venture that's reaching tens of millions of new people in the aggregate. My radio show, my news websites, just our YouTube page alone has reached, what, 135 million people. You count the other YouTube pages, over 300 million in just the last 3 years. That's just one little area is our YouTube. Hundreds of millions. So that's why we've got to go to the next level. And really, instead of just putting out a couple documentaries a year or doing a few special reports here and there, actually have a disciplined nightly show where we just, I'd say this is going to reach twice as many people as everything else we've done in the next year. And it just reaches them in so much more of a focused, professional way, because it makes me stay focused and stay within those limited time parameters. People don't have enough time to listen to a whole 3 hour show, but they can watch a 30-minute news show. So again, PrisonPlanet.tv. We've had a lot of new people join. I want to welcome all those new members. I want you to send us your emails, your feedback. We're adding new features, tweaking things, adding more versions. I know we upload it. Well, it goes live every night and streams and restreams several times. Then you have the archive, but it's in real high def. Takes a lot of folks a long time to download that. So we're going to add some lower res versions here in the next week. We're working as hard as we can for you. We appreciate all of your support here at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, Max Kaiser's coming up later in the next hour with his take on what's happening in the economy. We're going to go to Aaron, Mark, Damian, Michael, and others on the fires and the government not responding other than bossing people around, just like with the hurricane. We've got a lot of other important news. Chuck Norris is in the media today talking about basically our report. Al-Qaeda acquires weapons in Libya. We're going to be going over that. Big Sis has come out and attacked Matt Drudge. We'll be telling you about that. We also have some just incredible economic news, and that's the main reason that I wanted to get Gerald Celente on short notice. We appreciate him joining us of Trends Research Group, is because Gerald is one of those maybe five or six guests that we interview routinely who's been accurate about 97% of the time. And a lot of people say, well, Alex, you've made these predictions as well. Well, sure, but I made them in my own specific way. You know, Gerald really hung his neck out there, went out on a limb and called things, you know, to a T. And also, we're a small group of people that are willing to tell the truth. It's not like the controllers don't know what's happening. They know they've engineered it. They want to keep people in the dark so they can keep posing as savior. So I want to get into the big economic news right now, what's happening in the euro plunging, the stock market falling right now, the fact that you're seeing record non-purchases of U.S. bonds, so record monetization of the Fed. Fed's going to do QE3 through a new stimulus. They're just not going to call it that. To break down what we're currently seeing, because it's one thing to talk about the collapse, another thing to now see it actually unfolding, is Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com. Gerald, thank you for joining us today, sir.
My pleasure. Before we go any further, Alex, I really want to add on to what you said about PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars and what you're doing, and to have people sign up and to really understand that it's voices like yours and websites like yours that are really making the difference out there. Because the mainstream media, as you well know, I call them the prostitutes, and the ABCs, the CBSs, the NBCs, the NPRs, the PBSs, the BBCs, are nothing more than houses of prostitution. And what they're doing, as any prostitute does, is just serving their masters. And at this critical time, they're just silent on this economic collapse. And they're making it sound as though, you know, just hold your breath. This is a good buying opportunity. The policymakers are going to come up with solutions. They just have to put their heads together. You know, and they're not going to come up with anything because it's an unsolvable situation. And as we look at what's going on in the news today in current events forming future trends, it's important to understand what just happened in Switzerland overnight that most people probably don't know about. About a year and a half ago in the Trends Journal, I make it very clear what my investment strategies are. I don't give advice. I just say what I do. I said that I was buying heavily into Swiss francs and gold. Well, about 3 weeks ago, I made it public again that I was out of Swiss francs because they were announcing a scheme to peg the Swiss franc to the euro.
You said that here.
And I said it on air with you as well. And they did it last night. And they did it for one reason. And it's the same reason they do everything. To help the bigs. To help the Nestles. To help the ABBs, to help the Hoffman LaRoches, to help them sell more of their crap to countries overseas, whereby they have to make their currency less expensive so they could sell more of their product as they screw the Swiss people, because now everything's going to cost them more. So no longer are, as I used to call the Swiss, the money cockroaches of the world. Now there's just a number of other rats out there who are in what they call the banking system that are selling the people out. And that's what they're doing. They're selling us out as we speak, whether it's the Swiss doing it, as you mentioned, a new name for QE2. The ship is going under. But I want to go back to the prostitutes and why it's important for everyone out there to tell all their friends to keep getting people tuning into you. Because here's what they do, Alex. Remember Hurricane Irene? And you saw all these prostitutes geared up in their hurricane gear, closing down New York City, putting fear and hysteria in the hearts of everyone. Listen to what your mayor says. Stay inside. You know, they should change the name of that show, Anderson Cooper 360, to ACDC 180, because that guy was screaming like crazy out there. The point I'm making, whether it's a hurricane disaster, whether it's terrorism, boy, do they hit you with fear and hysteria, but not when the economy's collapsing. Not when the whole world markets are unraveling as they did yesterday, while Americans who had jobs celebrated Labor Day. The European markets and the Asian markets, but they lost on average European 5%, Asian 2.5%. It continues as I speak. They're not saying head for the hills, batten down the hatches, make sure you have security measures and, oh, no, no. Pick up the toilet paper, a record, the New York Times. This guy, Ron Lieber, wrote a story a few weeks ago. You know, don't do anything. Don't use that fear, that flight and fear and flight mentality. Just stay put. Don't run away from home. Don't put your money into gold. Just listen to us. So what they do is they scare the hell out of people to control them with fear and hysteria. But when it comes to losing your money, they tell you, take a deep breath. It's just a hiccup. It's a buying opportunity.
Well, that was my...
They're raping you in front of your eyes.
Gerald, I want to specifically get your take on the Wall Street Journal a week and a half ago. Ran with a report. Even Goldman Sachs secretly believes that an economic collapse is coming. And quietly to the big players and big institutional investors like universities and billionaires, they told them, hey, we're betting on, in a 54-page report, in basically a total collapse in the next 3 to 6 months. Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan are also betting on $2,500 an ounce gold by the end of 2011, just a few months away. But then meanwhile, their pundits, I see them on the news and see them on Bloomberg, making fun of anyone talking about a collapse. So basically, they're trying to pump it up to keep all the little guys in while they get out the back door. And again, they engineer the crisis and get more power out of it. That's the method of the madness. And as they wreck economies, they then always pose as the saviors. But this is all coming to an end. Congress, record low approval rating, record number of Americans think the government is working against them and is not in their best interest. We have all this stuff happening. Everything you talked about is coming true. What Ron Paul talked about, all coming true. What I talked about, common sense history. Hey, they're devaluing the currency. Hey, they're selling trillions in fake derivatives. Hey, they're too big to fail. They're going to feed everything into their system. Hey, every bailout in Europe is led by a new bailout. I mean, we know where this is headed. So why does the system think they can get away with this? Or is there a type of collective delusion going on? I mean, you've worked in and around these people as a big consultant and in government and as a lobbyist, really knowing these people. You know, I understand they've got a plan. They think they're in control. But at the same time, more and more I agree with what I've heard you and others say, that they're not really in control. And that's almost even more scary. So, Gerald Celente, your view on the fact that they're secretly betting against their own system and sending out to their low-level clients, just like Timberwolf said, ways to sucker them. I mean, these are degenerate, nastiest criminals you can imagine.
Well, they're money junkies, just like a heroin addict, a coke addict, a meth addict. They're money addicts. You know, that's what they do. They have no bounds or boundaries. You know, they'll kill their mother to make a buck, and they've shown that they will. Let's understand, Alex, that most of the people, again, are lulled into, you know, meeting the prostitutes on Sunday morning. They're not watching you. They're only the small minority. You know, we're looking at about a 20% of the population that gets it at any level. Look at the wimpocrats, those screaming liberals, those quiche eaters and with the balsamic smiles. Look what Obama did to them on the day before Labor Day when no one's watching the news. He announced that, well, I'm not going to pass those pollution, pieces of pollution legislation, smog legislation, because it might hurt businesses. So they know what they're doing. And all they're interested in doing is protecting the two bigs. You look at luxury sales, they're doing fine because all the money is going to the top of the pyramid. So they know that all they have to do, whether it's false flag or real, and I've seen it and so have you, once that happens, they use the fear and hysteria card. Terrorism, you know, an attack somewhere, whatever it might be, to get the sheeple back in line. And that's what's going to happen. Mark my words. Before the elections of 2012 happens, fear and hysteria at some level will be running through this country.
Well, going back to what you were talking about earlier, it's central to all of this. They hype up and fearmonger things that aren't really dangerous or that we have no control over, while ignoring the total end of our financial system, a bottomless black hole of depression, which they've engineered. And then you were talking about alternative media's rise. Janet Napolitano has come out and attacked Drudge Report for calling her basically a monster, and she's attacked the alternative media, saying that they haven't lied about the naked body scanners. She says, Janet Napolitano, Drudge is just wrong on privacy. They're having to respond now to the internet, because if you look at the numbers, the alternative media dwarfs mainstream media. The mainstream media is not mainstream anymore.
I know they're not, but they still have a very powerful voice. And that's when people tune in times of crisis. And that's why they'll get the sheeple to follow them. And you mentioned about the Goldman Sachs report. Listen to what the head of Deutsche Bank, Ackerman, said yesterday. He compared what's going on now to 2008, the financial panic. Yeah, no kidding. You got to wait for him to tell you.
But stay there. We got to go to break. But we told everybody then it'll be a couple more years. This will cause inflation. We'll be in a worse depression at the end of it. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Doing the right thing. He's going on the attack against Mitt Romney. And, of course, Rick Perry. He's going after him on their globalist record. Paul slams Perry as Al Gore's Texas cheerleader. That's at Infowars.com. We've got a bunch of other just amazing headlines that have just gone up. Chuck Norris warns of DHS war on white Americans. And the head of Homeland Security has come out and attacked Drudge Report, and of course that means us in part, because a lot of those DHS articles criticizing her for TSA, of course, were our stories Drudge pushed out nationwide for calling her a ogre. Well, he just showed ugly photos of her, because she is ugly, and she went on to attack him and said, "We're honest. The body scanners aren't a problem." Watson's got an article coming out that shows all of her lies, but more and more they're having to respond to us. I remember 3 or 4 months ago, the White House responded to our story dealing with energy issues. This really shows what a joke these people are, Gerald.
Of course they are. How could anybody believe them? Look at the spectacle that happened this past summer with the debt ceiling issue. It was the D.C. drama queens, the Democrats, against the Beltway circle jerks, the Republicans. How could any respectable person look to a politician like them and have think that they know more than they do? Again, as I've said over and over again, these politicians are no more than the people you hated in high school and college that wanted to become class president and head of the student council. That's all this is. It's Harvard, Princeton, Yale, bullets, bombs, and banks. And you were talking before about the Goldman Sachs gang and the report that came out. This is one big Ponzi scheme. They are suckering in the little people. Am I saying that? No. That came from the king of Ponzi, Bernie Madoff, February 27th. New York Magazine, a telephone interview. He said he learned two things when he got into the stock market business. Number one, the game is rigged. And number two, it's all a big Ponzi scheme. That's all this is. And by the way, gold prices today hit what? $1,922. And now they've fallen about 60 bucks. You're going to see wild swings in the markets. The higher the price goes, the greater the swing. And I have to tell you my greatest concern. I believe that they're going to do something, try something to regulate the supply and sale of gold, because they're going to blame people like myself and others who have been buying gold for years as a safe haven against the digital money that's not worth the paper it's not printed on, as being responsible for this crisis, just as the Wall Street barkers and money honey shillettes are out there blaming socialism on the problems in Europe. I hear it every day. No, it's not the Société Générale gang or the Deutsche Bank bandits or the Credit Suisse criminals.
No, they're even starting to try to blame Ron Paul. Do five more minutes with us, Gerald. We'll be right back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wow, the first 2 hours went really quick. Hard to believe we're already at hour number three. Max Kaiser coming in about 30 minutes. I want to get to more of your calls for those that are patiently holding, talking about the wildfires and the fact that Rick Perry and FEMA can't save you, won't save you, a bunch of other economic news. I've got a whole smattering of key things I want to get into. But, Gerald, I think you've hit on the heart of it here. If you see the internal Homeland Security training manuals, going back at least 3 years, it's gun owners, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters, Bob Barr supporters, organic gardeners, anybody who wants to be self-sufficient, anybody who's been warning about what we see historically unfolding, we're now the bad guys. And I do actually see, and I guess that's why you're now making this prediction or concur with me that you've been seeing it, that they're more and more saying, well, Ron Paul stands to gain from everything falling apart. You know, and it's his talk causing this. And I get emails saying, you know, you're the reason the markets are going down. No, it's not Jamie Dimon and Blankfein and Paulson and all these guys. It's not the trillions in derivatives and the trillions they've gotten in their $100 billion bonuses. No, it's our fault, Gerald. So we've gone from pessimist porn and people that are just crazy to now telling people there was an iceberg. It's our fault we're hitting an iceberg. I don't see that working, though. I mean, you already have the Federal Reserve wildly unpopular. The people are already very angry at the banksters. I don't see it working. What do you, in the last 4 minutes we've got, top trends researcher out there, where do you see this going now? It's clear they're not going to reverse any of the policies. We're going over the edge. So what's the time frame?
I've never seen a summer like the one we just went through, with the volatility in the markets, the rise of gold so rapidly. This usually doesn't happen in the summertime. It happened actually to a bit in 2007. And that's what actually was one of the reasons why I had predicted the panic of 08 in the summer of 2007. What happens now is that everyone's off their holiday, particularly in Europe. Reality's setting in, third quarter reports are coming in. So look for the real crash, become a winter of discontent. Markets tend to really dive in October. Remember, they're going to do everything they can. We know it's a rigged game to keep propping it up. But I believe that by when October, the end of October, early November at the latest, the handwriting will be on the wall. We didn't go into a double dip recession. They will now begin to say depression. But again, there's so many wild cards. And the wild card to look at is the wild card of distraction. And that's going to come in the form, I believe, of something that they will labor terror or war, some other fear and hysteria kind of moment to detract the people's attention away from the economic crisis.
I have to agree with you. So all of the craziness we've seen, you're basically saying, is just a prelude or like birthing pains to the real finale. And what is this system going to give birth to? Just an absolute collapse?
Yeah, it's collapsing. You're going to start seeing more and more. Look at the numbers. The gap between the rich and the poor is the widest in the U.S. than any of the industrialized nations. 47 shootings in New York this past weekend.
Oh, no, there was just some other big shootings. I was going to bring that up. Building just got shot up in H&R Block. People are just getting desperate and going crazy.
Exactly. And it's happening worldwide, by the way. This isn't just a U.S. phenomenon. But look what they're doing in the U.K. Look how they're cracking down.
You know what, Gerald?
That's what they're going to do everywhere. And that's what we're trying to say, Alex, is that the worse it gets, the harder they're going to crack down on us. And they'll blame, you know, the looters and the hooligans and none of the economic issues. The sheeple will all clap their hands and look for protection.
Trends Research.
They're going to do what they did in Europe.
TrendsResearch.com. Gerald Celente.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go back to your calls now ahead of Max Keiser on the total meltdowns in the European stock market, the wild gyrations in the U.S. stock market, full update on all of that. Unfortunately, everything we predicted is coming true, not because we're smart. The globalists have planned all of this out. By the way, that was too powerful of an interview with Gerald Celente. And if you missed the last segment, he started getting into the collapse of society, the police state, the violence that's coming, the breakdown, the road warrior scenario. He's going to join us tonight on InfoWars Nightly News. After the markets have closed, we'll be able to really break down the aftermath of this, 7 p.m. tonight. Paul Joseph Watson, also on a host of issues, will be joining us from England. We're working on some guests here in town who've been battling fires themselves. That's right. You want to save your house, you're not going to get government help. I drove by Steiner Ranch this morning. I wanted to go up there and see what was going on. And I saw a parking lot with probably 30 fire trucks, some of them little, but most of them big, and news vans. I mean, what are they doing? What are they doing? They should be in there doing controlled burns with bulldozers, blocking these fires. It is just a limp-wristed response with a limp-wristed governor flying around dreaming of Al Gore in the sky above us. All of that's going on. Ron Paul has come out and said that, indeed, Rick Perry is a cheerleader, an effeminate cheerleader, male cheerleader. It's what he is for Al Gore. Well, that's the headline on the article Steve Watson has about it. So we'll play that clip of the new Ron Paul ad getting on the attack. Oh, by the way, I forgot. They've got a scientific Gallup poll out in Iowa. Ron Paul is only 4 points behind two guys. He's 4 points behind each one of them. Rick Perry, Mitt Romney, both the Clark Kent, Kendall types. And if you're going for Kendalls, folks, just go jump off the edge of a cliff, okay? We've had enough cheerleaders and effeminate Kendalls, okay? I understand you don't like old statesmen who actually are smart. I understand you go for looks here. But, I mean, you know, Rick Perry looks like he's been run over by a 5,000-pound armadillo. But the point is, if you vote for the carbon-taxing, world-government-loving Kendalls, you get what you deserve. But finally, Ron Paul, it's in my stack here. You can pull it up. It's on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Ron Paul is only 4 points in a Gallup poll, 4 stinking points behind Mitt Romney and Ricky Perry. 4 points with the media, the establishment dying media, flopping around, flailing around like a dying maggot, an 8,000-pound maggot, telling everyone that he can't win. He is gaining. He's been in the top three. He's won straw polls in New Hampshire and other areas. Statistical tie, even though Bachman bought hers. And, I mean, Bachman is better than Rick Perry and Mitt Romney. Don't get me wrong. Even though she was an IRS attack dog enforcer, she spins that she was wanted to learn the enemy's operations. And I went, wait a minute. That is actually one of the best pieces of baloney I've ever heard, or it's true. Because a lot of the top lawyers that fight the IRS did go to work for him first. And if you're going to fight the IRS, that's actually what you do. So maybe that's true. I'm not saying Bachman's perfect by any means. But Ron Paul likes her a lot better than, you know, he's friends with her. He likes her. She's not perfect. But she's a lot. Just listen, you idiots out there that like Rick Perry and that like Mitt Romney, what is wrong with you? Ron Paul is 4 points from being number one. He is number three right now. Bachman's down behind him in every major poll. Ron Paul could be the next president. Would he fix everything? No. Would it be a big step in the right direction? Would it be a big signal that the American flag's flying above this country again? The globalists wrap all their tyranny in the American flag. They sell their whole agenda in fake patriotism. Meanwhile, it's back in the news. It's now hit AFP, big French news agency, and other publications that cancer among 9/11 workers sparks political storm, that there is a cover-up of it, that they're barred from the September 11th events this year. In America, you can't have a lemonade stand. First responder heroes aren't allowed at the memorial. FEMA runs around blocking people's response to hurricanes and fires. It's a twilight zone. Gibson Guitar is raided, and India says they haven't even broken a law. And they tell Gibson, get out of the country. You got a bunch of crazy people running things. A bunch of crazy, like a Fox control freaks, who all over the country say, well, we've got giant belts of government land along cities, and the government won't sell the land, and no one's allowed to even take the dead timber out. People are like, but when there's a fire, it's going to really devastate things. They go, sorry, that's the way it is. I see news in Austin now where they don't even let you cut your own trees, and they're fining people and arresting people. Incredible. Aaron in Texas, wildfire info. Aaron, what's on your mind today?
Oh, thank you. Okay, there's the Stone Oak Fire out in San Antonio. Evidently, it was actually started by a city vehicle, a sanitation vehicle was working on something. And so the people are all outraged. They're asking them to pay for it. And then looking in the comments on the story, which is very good, it seems like one person has commented, I live a stone's throw from Stone Oak. We recently received a notice from SAW, that's the sewer district, that they were going to be testing for leaks in our sewer systems and would be using a smoke generator to do so. So they may be covering the story with that the truck got stuck in a ditch and overheated, and that sparked the fire as a way of, you know, covering their negligence type of thing.
Well, so that's how a lot of these fires are starting, as cars break down. You go off the road, grass touches the bottom, and there's high wind blowing, and a fire starts right there. Look, if government has to pay for burning the houses down, we pay for it. I mean, you know, there's such a thing as an act of God. And homeless have been starting some of the fires in town, trying to cook their food. I mean, it's dangerous. It's desert conditions, 20% humidity, no rain for 3 or 4 months in most areas, not enough rain the last, you know, 5 years. And it's like a tinderbox. I'm like living in a fireworks factory. But send us that article to showtips@infowars.com. Aaron, anything else?
Oh, I just love your broadcast. I really appreciate the work that you're doing. And I want to say that let's not forget that Biden's... Huh? Hello?
Yes, you said Biden. Go ahead.
One... top story. I want to say two things. Biden got sworn in, swears in Petraeus as CIA director today.
Pretty
suspicious. But I want to say something about Drudge. Drudge is just an aggregator of the news. He just puts up the headlines. He doesn't write the story. So what is her problem, Napolitano? She's just, complaining that he puts up stories that other people write or something? That's
Listen, more than half the TSA stories that Drudge linked to, and last year, it was mainly ours. I'd say 90%. Our hardcore reporting, our catching them in lies. Drudge, I mean, we're big, but nothing compared in the web world. Nothing I mean, he drives more than Facebook and Twitter combined, even the New York Times admits. He is numero uno setting news agendas. They hate it. And so this is Napolitano basically attacking InfoWars. And it shows the effect we're having. Just like we openly had the White House come out against us, we exposed their program to shut down selective power plants. The White House came out and said we were full of baloney. We're really getting to the point now. I mean, it came out 2 years ago. I was on the White House enemies list, and that doesn't scare me. That's a mark of honor. That's a badge of courage. That's a trophy that belongs to all of you, the listeners. We don't have power because of Alex Jones. We have power because of you spreading the word about the radio broadcast, about InfoWars.com, about the videos, about PrisonPlanet.tv, and now our new offering in the fight for liberty, the InfoWars Nightly News. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Damon. Damien in South Carolina, thanks for holding on Wildfires. Go ahead.
Alex, first of all, I want to say I feel for you. I'm very sorry to hear that you guys are having all those fires out there. I own timber property here in South Carolina, and I have lots of friends who work in the land management, and we've had some serious fires here in the last few years because of the same problems that you're having. Federal government won't let the land and timber management people do control burns. Myrtle Beach, I don't know if you remember this, last summer and the summer before, and even this year, had massive burning that went on out there.
No, you've got to cut channels and do control burns. In the old days, neighbors got together and doing it. And by the way, we've now learning in Bastrop, there's a state park out there. That's where a lot of this is going on. Turns out the feds don't allow control burns there because they're advising the state. Turns out it's the same story again.
South Carolina has had almost as dry of a summer as you have, and we've had massive burning in the last 2 years and this year out in Myrtle Beach area specifically. But the other point I want to touch on briefly is that Gerald Celente, it's interesting he mentioned it. I've been on hold for a while to talk to you today. Vermont was just completely devastated by the rain from Irene. I don't know if you've seen the pictures.
No, I've seen it.
And their whole industry is tourism, and the roads aren't there for tourists now. And for Gerald to say that, you know, we're seeing, you know, collapse by collapse by collapse, and they sent National Guard up there, and I don't know if you remember this, Vermont was so proud in 08 that they were the first state to tally all their votes, and they overwhelmingly voted for Obama in the election. And it's like, he's not even going up there. I mean, I don't want them to send FEMA there, but they're not getting any relief. I mean, certain states are sending stuff up, which is great. But the flood insurance, which is controlled by FEMA, everybody's claims are being denied because all their...
Oh, that's another great point. They're denying almost all the claims. FEMA makes you buy flood insurance and in many cases purchase it through them because others won't insure. Then they deny it. That's another incredible scandal. It's another tax. And you're absolutely right. Look, I appreciate your call. It's very elementary. States are supposed to have the National Guard for emergencies. The feds take that away from us and give us FEMA back, which are a bunch of worthless criminals. We'll be right back.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, you heard me mentioning that Ron Paul ad. This is the only way Ron Paul's going to win. A, we expose the hoax that he can't win. We explain to people this is a psychological warfare tactic. B, we put out the fact that he's the only person with a no-compromise voting record who predicted the problems we face accurately. C, he's the only guy being demonized and attacked across the political spectrum because he is an outsider. And, of course, D, if we vote for establishment candidates, again, we deserve what we get. But more importantly and lastly, we have got to go after Mitt Romney and we've got to go after Rick Perry. We have got to expose them. Their records are unbelievably bad. I mean, these guys may be slick talking and... There's something about yuppies and establishment people, and I watch it. If you get around really rich people, really successful people, and I've, in my days, been around a lot of them, they're nice, they're real on average, but they're also somewhat reclusive. But you get around social climber wannabes. I don't care if they're black, white, Hispanic, whatever they are. They're like in a make-believe land, kind of the country club types, where they ignore people and act all manipulative and sit there and play games. They act like junior high or something. And that's why they're all into how they dress and what they drive and having a certain look and whatever group. The hippies do it. The motorcycle folks do it. The sports fans do it. I'm not saying you're bad if you like motorcycles or sports or hippie stuff. I'm saying within all those little genres, there's a certain group that latch onto it and say, I'm in this community. And these mainline Republicans really think it's all about going for the establishment candidate and somehow they win. It's like the know-it-all, calling everybody else stupid, liberal types who defend Barack Obama no matter what. I've noticed online, they are some of the nastiest people. I mean, they will put out whole cloth, incredible lies on their own websites, even though I could sue them into oblivion, because they believe that they're on a holy mission to expose me because I don't like Barack Obama. And you try to point out he's bought and paid for by big foreign banks. He's continuing the torture, the war. They're like, shut up, scum. Okay, but he's funding Al-Qaeda. I mean, this is a war in Libya, right? I mean, he is a peace prize. Shut up, you dirty right-winger racist. And you're like, but be an adult. I'm not any of those things. I'm a human being just like you. I want to communicate with you. And they're just like, we don't want to communicate with you. We're in our club. We feel like we're winners. And it's the same on the right and the left. They're establishment wannabes. And they're going to destroy this country. They're going to destroy this country. And they imagine they've got all this power because they invest themselves in Obama. Or they invest themselves in Rick Perry. Or they invest themselves in Rush Limbaugh. And it's an illusion. I mean, it's a mirage. And look, this New World Order is going to destroy all of you people. All the blessings, all the good stuff, all the milk and honey, all of the free market, it's all going out the door. And on top of it, the big mega banks that are openly setting up the world government that you were taught doesn't exist, now it's openly announced, you won't fight it because you said, well, if you're establishment, you don't admit this exists. You people are jokes. You're jokes, and you think you're winners. You giggle and smirk at real issues. You have no idea what you're allowing to take place. But look, it doesn't matter. You're a bunch of cowards. Just get out of our way. Get out of our way. We're going to restore the republic. Get out of our way. Believe Obama's going to save you. Believe Rick Perry's going to save you. Get out of our way. We're going to restore the republic. You understand? Let's play this clip of Ron Paul talking about sometimes these computers, I tell you. All right, we'll play it later. It's all right. Sometimes we don't save it. We don't have time, and then it won't play off the internet. But we're going to come back and play this ad. If we have to, we'll wait on Kaiser. We've just got to play the ad. I've announced it's coming, and we're going to get to this new Ron Paul ad. It is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you want to get the article that has the video in it, you just go to Infowars.com and you simply go to the article. Paul slams Perry as Al Gore's Texas cheerleader, and he's got a new TV ad out that is absolutely the right medicine for Mr. Twinkle Toes, Mr. Fake Tough Guy Texan, Rick Perry. Also, we've got a lot of other key news coming up. Official 9/11 fable to become part of school curriculum. Okay, here is the new Ron Paul TV ad. You can find it at Infowars.com. Please get it out to everybody you know. Then we're going to Max Kaiser on the latest on the accelerating world economic meltdown. Here it is.
The establishment called him extreme and unelectable. They said he was the wrong man for the job. It's why a young Texan named Ron Paul was one of only four congressmen to endorse Ronald Reagan's campaign for president, believing in Reagan's message of smaller government and lower taxes. After Reagan, Senator Al Gore ran for president, pledging to raise taxes and increase spending, pushing his liberal values. And Al Gore found a cheerleader in Texas named Rick Perry. Rick Perry helped lead Al Gore's campaign to undo the Reagan Revolution, fighting to elect Al Gore president of the United States. Now, America must decide who to trust, Al Gore's Texas cheerleader or the one who stood with Reagan. Ron Paul, restore America now.
And caught my devilish smirk of enjoyment. Texas cheerleader for Al Gore. That's who Rick Perry is. And we have got to get the word out. We've got to defeat him. Now, joining us is the inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange virtual trading system used on many markets around the world, a top broker in his own right, radio host, TV host, author, Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com joins us every week or so now because he's just been so spot on, like Gerald Celente and others. Another reason to buy gold, Swiss, losing safety status, CNBC. Markets are down 138 points. The Dow is right now or 1.23%. Everything is going according to plan, like we told you 3 years ago. They'd have QE1, QE2. Things would only get worse. And it's only really deepening the crisis we're entering. Instead of writing off the tens of thousands of trillions of different types of derivatives, all the garbage, instead of just getting rid of that, instead of getting rid of the Ponzi scheme, the whole world must be fed into the wood chipper. And joining us to talk about the big developments, what this Swiss lowering the franc by 9%, saying they're going to buy currencies to keep it low, to try to hide the fact that currencies worldwide are devaluing. What is this all about? What's happening with the euro? What's happening with the dollar? What's the next shoe to drop, Max Kaiser? Because, you got attacked. I got attacked. Many others did for saying that things were in a depression and only going to get worse. Now it's evident we were right. So where is this going now, Max Kaiser?
Well, of course, we were attacked because there's a war. There's a war on, and you have to expect that you're going to be attacked. And for the people on the other side who are saying that I'm causing some of these problems, I would expect that to hear that from my enemy, the other side of this war. So this is to be expected as the war heats up. Now, in terms of Switzerland, Switzerland in the last few years has really gone completely against everything that people associated with Switzerland. First, they abandoned the gold standard. They sold a lot of their gold. The Swiss Central Bank sold tons and tons of gold a few years ago. Then they allowed U.S. tax authorities to open up the accounts of United Bank of Switzerland, UBS, to foreign interests, which goes against the law in Switzerland. They allowed the U.S. to act extra judiciarily, to go into their own system and to probe accounts. Then, now today, they're saying they're going to peg the Swiss franc to the euro. In effect, anytime the Swiss franc gets to 120 to the euro, they're going to open the spigots and print Swiss francs infinitely, ad infinitum, which, of course, is going to cause massive inflation, which only benefits the people printing the money, of course, the central global bankers once again. So Switzerland has fallen. Switzerland has fallen to the global banking cartel. And now I wouldn't be surprised if you see some, a gathering in some square in Zurich of the local Swiss people that are being screwed, like we've seen in Athens and Cairo and Wisconsin and Madrid in all over the world. It's the global insurrection against banker occupation. Now it's hit Switzerland.
Now, please continue, Max.
Well, let me just bring something up, which I talked to Jaron about it a little bit, getting into this Ron Paul situation. You know, not only are we have the voting machines that are rigged, we know this from previous elections, and not only do you have the polls that are rigged, and not only do you have the mainstream media that's rigged, but these so-called prediction markets are also rigged. I'm looking at the biggest one right now. It's called Intrade.com. And they have Ron Paul winning president contract up there at 3%. Now, this obviously doesn't reflect the current market. And the reason you get to a 3% probability is through market manipulation. And I've been, as you know, when you introduced me, I invented prediction markets. I invented virtual markets. And Intrade is a ripoff of the Hollywood Stock Exchange that came along. And a couple of the people that I used to work with started Intrade, and I've written about how they manipulate markets and how dangerous it is when you are manipulating political markets. You know, every time you head into these elections, you have big news stories quoting the probability on Intrade. But the Intrade probability numbers are manipulated. And you can see it right now with the Ron Paul contract. They have them at 3%. That's a manipulated number. Your listeners can go on to Intrade right now. It's a virtual market. They use, you know, pretend money. It's not real money. And they can play the Intrade market, and they can get his probability up higher. And in so doing, the media would be forced to report on that and to report on the fact that Ron Paul is now skyrocketing on the Intrade political prediction market. They can also sell short those other two characters, Rick Perry and Mitt Romney. You can sell those two guys short on Intrade and drive their probability down. So in other words, I've always said, Alex, you've got to fight fire with fire. They use their platforms and counterfeit money and counterfeit media to present a counterfeit reality. To counteract that, we have to go into the lion's den, go onto an Intrade market, get Ron Paul up to a 50, 60% probability of winning. Then Time will have to report that. Newsweek will have to report that. Drudge Report will have to report that, as they've done in the last three presidential cycles. Because it's a market, therefore it must be right. That's part of the market fundamentalism of America. This is America's theocracy is based on worshiping market results. If the market says it's what it is, then that must be with this direct word from God, the market God. So,
but the problem is the system, the controllers are in there manipulating the market, and so creating a fraud. That's why they can say, well, it doesn't matter if he's winning on the internet. Ron Paul still can't win. Well, it doesn't matter if he's winning now in scientific polls. We still say he can't win, but more and more they're losing control. And the next issue I wanted to raise, speaking of alternative media becoming the new media, as you know, the Drudge Report really led with our articles last year exposing Big Sis's lies. We've got a new big report coming out very soon by Paul Joseph Watson on this, but here's the headline. Janet Napolitano, Drudge is just wrong on privacy. Well, no, it's Big Sis that's wrong. And she's like, how dare him put up photos of me where I look like an ogre? He's using real photos of her. How dare him run all these stories criticizing me? Well, most of those stories, especially last year, were our articles. This shows it's getting to the system that people aren't buying their lies anymore. So as we get to this crisis of credibility, where does it go from here with the establishment?
Well, just to, a quick little follow-up, just as you use the Google bombs to get stories listed on Google and therefore on mainstream media, I'm suggesting doing an Intrade prediction market bomb to make Ron Paul the leader on that market and to get his name as winning all other candidates. It'll have to be picked on mainstream media. The problem, it's a solution. But
okay, your Skype's breaking up a bit. Your Skype's breaking up a bit, but just to be clear, you sent me a link, intrade.com, and it's got a link to 2012 presidential election winner, individual open to suggestion. How does an Intrade, the prediction market site, work? And so explain to, I mean, we have a lot of stock traders and others listening, but for the general public, how this works and what this does and what this means.
Well, it's based on the technology that I invented, the virtual specialist technology. When you introduced me, you mentioned it every time, the virtual specialist technology, patent number 159176, the Kaiser patent. You're able to take in a virtual currency market, all the collective bids and offers or buys and sells, and generate a price. Now, this is, I designed this technology as a way to defeat manipulation. Unfortunately, it has fallen into the hands of Wall Street banks. The technology is now owned by Cantor Fitzgerald. And people like Intrade who use this technology to use that platform to manipulate results. So the 3% probability of Ron Paul winning is a manipulated result. And the way to, and I'm telling you, as the inventor of the technology, the way to overthrow their manipulation is to do a Google bomb type Intrade attack to get masses of people to buy Ron Paul to be presidential winner in 2012. And when he'd be higher than the other candidates on that site, it has to be reported by the news. Every single person.
Max, I understand that. Max, this is too important, and I want to get to some other issues. You're joining us via video Skype, but we're going to just go to audio Skype with you here for a moment and come back to you because we're getting a bit more choppiness than we normally do when you join us from Paris where you live. But a very interesting idea that you have there. I want to get into gold and silver and the fact that gold went up, I don't know, 60-something bucks today, then they drove it back down. But regardless, you look at the 12-year graph, it's going straight up. Short term, where is gold going? Where are the other markets going? And where does this train end? On the current trajectory of the world financial markets, with the men doing God's work, like Lloyd Blankfein, where does this insanity end, Max Keiser?
Well, if you'll indulge me one second here, if I can just take one other little digression. We've been talking about Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and all these banksters and how they've been interfering with markets and keeping prices like gold suppressed. I wanted to remind you of a story that came out last year about the Teamsters. You know, Goldman Sachs had invested some of the pension funds of the Teamsters. And they put their money into a fraudulent derivatives-based product that lost 60% of the value very quickly. What the Teamsters did was they went down to Goldman Sachs' office and they said, either you give us your money back or we're going to break your legs. And guess what? Goldman Sachs gave the money back. The reason I bring this up is because it's foolish to think that when you're dealing with a gangster like Goldman Sachs, a terrorist like Goldman Sachs, that you're going to appease them by talking them into doing the right thing or be acting in a moral way. They only understand one language, and that is intimidation. That's the only language they understand. And America has had their money stolen, trillions of dollars, and therefore it's incumbent upon Americans to seek redress. And since the courts won't help them, and since there's nobody to help them, they have to do what the Teamsters did. Go down to their office and get your money back and intimidate them. It's a great story. It's on Google. You can do a search for it. I have it on my website. It's how the Teamsters beat Goldman Sachs. And I think that's a blueprint for the future. Now, to answer your question on the gold, where is it going? Obviously, gold is going much higher because it's the only currency in the world without what's called counterparty risk. It is what it is. You don't need, like a derivative contract, two parties trading with each other to create the value in between those two parties. Gold has a value unto itself. It has intrinsic value. And that's why it's always been viewed as a reliable currency for thousands of years. Now, during the post-fiat currency era of 1971, going forward, when Nixon went off the gold standard, essentially, we went into a period believing that fiat money could replace gold. And the average lifespan of fiat money, I just learned this myself, is 27 years. Now, the dollar has been around for 40 years as a fiat currency. You have to think of it in those terms. The U.S. dollar has only been around for 40 years in its life as a fiat currency.
Yeah, it's been a Federal Reserve note completely for at least 40 years, so it's only a dollar in name only. It is a true, absolute fraud. And so 40 years is very long in the tooth for a fiat currency. I've done my own history. You're right. They rarely last past 30 years. Very long in the tooth. So we're coming to the end of an age. The bankers are saying, hey, Bank of the World, you pay your carbon taxes, your VAT to us. We rule you. We've bought all the armies with fiat dollars. How's that sound? Will the armies and the bureaucrats follow them straight into Hades, or will they wake up and start bringing these criminals to justice?
Well, all the banks are consolidating. So the two biggest bankrupt banks in Greece have just merged. The stocks went up 30% that day. Now they're hitting new all-time lows. The two biggest banks in France, Société Générale and BNP, they're now talking about merging. Bank of America, which of course is one of America's biggest banks, they just got a $5 billion injection from Warren Buffett. They're now talking about going bankrupt, but instead they'll merge with some other entity like a Citibank or a JP Morgan. So all these global banks, the two big to fail banks, are becoming even bigger. They're merging again, another huge round of mergers, as a way to consolidate power in those very few bankers. So the trend toward this global superstructure of bankers who control everything underneath is well underway. And what we sacrifice, what the people of Greece sacrifice, the people of Ireland sacrifice, Egypt, Tunis, is sovereignty. That's what we have to give in return.
Exactly. The people that engineered the fraud, it was in the news 2 weeks ago, you know, EU dictatorship, financial council to rule. Who is that council? The big mega bank heads. I mean, it's incredible that they've gotten away with it this far. And so what I'm getting from you, Max, is it just continues forever with them publicly robbing us, stealing everything, with armed forces doing it because they're bald-headed and wear suits. And everybody knows old bald-headed men can't hurt you. And so we've got to let them rule us. We've got to give our entire future to them. Because they're now God of this planet.
Well, see, the issue is that they are fraudulent and inauthentic. And as such, you can counterfeit endlessly. There's no end to the amount of fiat money you can counterfeit.
And they don't mind wrecking things and always posing as the savior. They control the so-called media, so they can wreck things and pose as the savior and then always get more power and then wreck more, get more power, wreck more, get more power, wreck more, blame other scapegoats. Folks really wake up, blow a building up, pose as the savior. I mean, hand Libya to Al-Qaeda, so what? I mean, it really is. So it just goes on and on with them trampling us and running over us and basically just until the public wakes up. But they won't. They like Rick Perry. They like the slick backed hair. They like it when they hear about him going to transvestite. Don't forget, I'm going to be on television tonight at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWarsNews.com. Support alternative growing media. Gerald Celente is going to be on, a bunch of other information. We're putting a lot of work into this. We're going to be breaking down a lot of different facets and getting into some areas we didn't cover today. Labor leaders call for war on Republicans. Hoffa says, President Obama, this is your army. We are ready to march. Let us take these sons of bleepers out, but they're always saying those of us that don't want big government are the ones that want violence. Big Sis attacks Matt Drudge, says, don't call me an ogre. He never called you an ogre. Continuing, Texas duel, Ron Paul goes after Rick Perry. We've got those articles up. U.S. eavesdropped on Israeli embassy in Washington. Former FBI employee sentenced for leaking classified papers to an Israeli connected mole. That's all going on. You can see the wildfires from space going on in central Texas. That amazing report's up at InfoWars.com, also DrudgeReport.com. There is just so much going on. Also, it turns out less insured people after Obamacare went through. Well, it was designed to do that. So this is just all part of the general free-for-all of corruption going on. Finishing up with Max Keiser. Max, I was mentioning Libya, and then during the break you were saying you wanted to get into that. Even Reuters is admitting, as so is RIA Novostat, EU official says Al-Qaeda acquires weapons in Libya and is now the main group taking over the major cities. That's completely confirmed. LA Times, you name it. Even Chuck Norris has got an article out talking about our article saying, why are they shifting from Al-Qaeda to the American people? And you know, why is our government helping Al-Qaeda? Any comments on that, Max Keiser?
Well, yeah, I have a comment. It's kind of interesting. I haven't heard you talk about it yet. UniCredit, which is the biggest bank in Italy, their vice chairman was the head of the Libyan Central Bank. And the reason this is important is that when you now notice that the European financial crisis has gone into overdrive, and Italy, just in the last 2 weeks, has now going into a major meltdown mode. This was an unintended consequence of going in there and mucking around in Libya, because Libya and Italy have this historic relationship going back decades, as people know, and there's tremendous amount of fraud and corruption between the Italian banking system, the biggest bank in Italy, UniCredit, and the Libyan Central Bank, which is a huge central bank, given the fact that they have all of the oil profits from all the
sure, deals. It's only the black market keeping countries propped up, and now that little deal's been screwed up.
Yeah, exactly. So this is just an interesting side note, that an unintended consequence. I doubt seriously that when the U.S. stumbled in there, or NATO stumbled in there, that they thought through their actions and realized that if you screw around with the central bank in Libya, you're going to trigger a massive European bank default, which is now in progress.
And a destabilization of those tens of billions of dollars tied up, not just in Africa, but also in Europe. But why do you think they, at the end of the day, went into Libya and have now put al-Qaeda into control, with reportedly them even getting heat-seeking missiles? And we're told, give all our rights up or al-Qaeda will sneak into the window and drink our blood at night like Nosferatu. But at the same time, al-Qaeda's good and friendly, and if you don't like them, you're evil.
Well, you know, the history, the recent history is, of course, that Muammar Gaddafi was on the terror list. But then he made good friends with Tony Blair, the Prime Minister of Britain. And magically, he was amazed, waved his magic wand, and he was part of the world community again. And they were doing oil deals and weapons deals. And Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan was now managing the Libyan Sovereign Wealth Fund. And it looked great for Libya until you realize that the bigger terrorists are Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. They let the real terrorists into Libya. And they now, with the banking system in collapse as it is, and with the bankers in charge, there's no hope for that country at all.
All right, Max Keiser at MaxKeiser.com. Thank you for joining us. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. See you tonight at InfoWarsNews.com, 7 p.m. Central. Spread the word.